and I'm president of Keep Route Wild. I'm asking you to decline funding of Mad Rabbit, particularly in the face of the unprecedented altering of the adaptive management plan by the Forest Service. I'm asking you to do this for both conservation and good government. We live in interesting times. Public trust in our institutions and all levels of government is at a historic low. Cynicism is over the roof. Norms are perceived to be violated frequently with little pushback from our elected officials. In this case, the Forest Service, after promoting in this very chamber the adaptive management plan co-developed with DNR, secretly and unilaterally altered the plan. By doing so, it disregarded the critical role that cooperating agencies play in NEPA process, misled the state of Colorado, DNR, CPW, the city council, and most crucially, the public. This has set a terrible precedent that has ramifications statewide and beyond. Colorado DNR and CPW is the agency chartered with managing wildlife in Colorado, and they have special expertise in wildlife that the Forest Service simply cannot duplicate. You can see this in the quality of the wildlife section of the EA, where the Forest Service asserted, using an obsolete and debunked model from 1983, that the elk habitat in the project area was actually improving, even though all the data shows both population and calf-cow ratios declining. This EA was seriously flawed when it came to wildlife issues, and the AMP was the vehicle to keep the project within the confines of a finding of no significant impact. This so far is outside the norm that we are yet unable to find a single previous instance in the history of NEPA where a federal agency secretly altered a plan it had previously developed with a state agency. This is particularly poignant because the wildlife issue was a central issue surrounding around Mad Rabbit. And speaking of norms, I'd like to remind the council that what we found in Forest Service documents is that trails 7, 14, and 18 are not STA trails and were never approved by the voters. Whether you can call them functional equivalents or not, doing so, it still has the appearance of circumventing the will of the voters and adds to the overall cynicism. I know that you as council members never wanted to be in this middle of this, but now is the time to step up for proper processes, norms, and good government. We respectfully ask you to vote no on Mad Rabbit funding. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Larry.